If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
By the way, you got about 15 minutes to get your tweets in at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at @home_made_man before we choose a top tweet of the night. So get them in there. #b-holes, #fatasses. Have your gift game strong. Be creative. Tag random celebrities. That always helps out. There's all kinds of ways that you can put yourself over and be the top tweet of the night. So get them in there. All right. Now, some of the stories that are really, really unbelievable. That's why they're What the Hell News. And then some of them are just things that we didn't get to because we've been talking to crazy people on the phone all night long. So, Will, what do you want to start with?
So, I don't know how what the hell this is, but it's more like, oh, man, news.
Yeah.
72 NFL players have tested positive for COVID-19.
God damn it.
In the first major announcement of coronavirus results concerning the NFLPA said dozens of players had tested positive as of July 10th.
Now, there's what, 1,500 players?
2,900.
2,900?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, so that's not bad. 72 out of 2,900? What's that infection rate?
The tally was revealed in a database described as a one-stop information for the players. It was unclear, however, how many of the league's roughly 2,900 roster players have been tested and how often.
Oh.
The test results come as the NFL and NFLPA are locked in negotiations over the terms and conditions over preseason training and exhibition games. Players have requested more time to address fitness concerns and want no preseason games in August.
Right.
NFLPA President J.C. Tretter? Is that who that is?
Yeah.
A center for the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Accused the NFL last week of failing to prioritize player safety in the face of the pandemic. The league rejected a 48-day training camp recommendation from the joint NFL and NFLPA committee in favor of a 23-day session before the first two preseason games, down from four in previous years. However, Tretter said the Chiefs were risking the entire season if they failed to fully address concerns over the virus. The sense of uncertainty was underscored on Thursday by Houston Texans star J.J. Watt, who said players remained in the dark over several key details concerning COVID-19's impact on the upcoming season. He says, "We don't know if there are preseason games or not. We don't know if there will be daily testing, semi-testing, etc." Watt wrote on Twitter, "We don't know how a potential positive COVID test would affect contracts, roster spots, etc." Watt added that he also had not seen infectious disease emergency response plan from either the NFL or his team.
Huh. Yeah, the players want daily testing. They want to make sure that they're not bringing a virus home to their families. We saw the Instagram post last week by Donovan Smith for the Bucks, kind of explaining his concerns. Kind of got cheapened by the fact that he brought up money, and a lot of people are like, all right, what is your family, is there a price on them? You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, if I was Donovan Smith and I was looking to make $14.5 million this year, I'd get an apartment and tell my family, I'll see you in January for $14.5 million.
Yeah.
I would actually never talk to my family ever again for $14.5 million.
I'll do it for 14 bucks. I'm good to go.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I love my girlfriend. Like, there's no words that can explain the strength of my love for her except for $14.5 million. Like, if somebody's like, look, here's $14.5 million, but you got to go home, pack your crap while she's at work, and never talk to her again.
I think she would understand.
Yes.
She'd be like, just go.
I would send her. I'd send her $5 million of that $14.5 million.
Wow, that's generous.
I would. And I'd say, I'm sorry, but you're gonna. This is better for you, because you could blindly walk into a room and find a better guy than me. Mm-hmm. And now you're rich. Enjoy your life.
Man,
you deserve it.
$5 million. What is that, 40%? I'd give her like $1 million.
Nah, man. She's awesome.
Million's good.
Nah, man. I don't want her to have to worry about anything.
That's really nice.
I want her and her new man to really be set up for success.
God. Can you imagine, though, if you ran into them at a corporate steakhouse?
Yeah.
And they were having a seafood tower and he was feeding her crab legs.
Yeah, well, they would have to watch.
She was blushing.
They would have to watch the girl I'm with do the same thing. And with my $9.5 million, I'm going to have a pretty solid dime piece next to me.
You're going to have a 9.5 with that 9.5 million.
You goddamn right I am.
You better.
I need it. You know, I have needs, Will. Yeah. So my point is, I respect family first, Donovan Smith, but the more I've thought about it over the last few days, you got to get that 14 and a half mil. You got to, you know? Sorry. I know he has a baby that's coming at the end of this month, his firstborn child, little girl. Excited for him. Good for you, man. But she's not going to remember you. Like, not at that age. Memories don't start happening until after a year old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he wants to see the birth of his child.
Zuma!
Yeah, it's not the same.
Actually, he could be there for the birth and just show up late to training camp. He might get some fines, but it might be a couple hundred thousand out of that $14.5 million. He could still see his newborn daughter.
See, you have a kid. I don't have any children. So to me, I'm just like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but which is really weird to me that you're not more successful, because you have nothing blocking you like I did, like every parent. When you have that little baby pop out, that little dream blocker, career crusher, you end up having to just make money so they can eat. Ugh, sucks. $14.5 million, Donovan. Get it. Get that money, son.
I get that money.
Get that money.
I love that money.
Yeah, so I'm super concerned about football season, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring this up, because I don't know. We saw, too, that the Rays, Austin Meadows, outfielder, just came down with COVID-19. He's on the injured list already. Season hasn't even started yet.
The Rays
did.
He's our
best hitter. He's our leadoff hitter, right?
Yeah, they did a practice game today. They, like, wore, you know, they fielded two full teams at Tropicana Field. Mm-hmm. I think they did 6.5 innings. And the cool thing they did, and we kind of teased it earlier, was they piped in crowd noise, the sound people. And, you know, kind of like made it sound realistic. Like when they got a hit, the crowd noise went up, you know, and like, you know, you even had like people screaming in the background, like you hear in a real game. And they asked a lot of the players after the game during the interviews, they loved it. They really did like it. So
I think it's weird. I don't know.
It is weird.
You just know it's fake.
Yeah. And that's what, like, Kevin Kiermaier said that too. He goes, look, we know it's not real, but we're trying to make the best of this situation and trying to make the experience as good as possible for us and for the fans at home. He goes, and I didn't know how I was going to feel about it, but I kind of liked it. So we'll see how it goes.
It's like, it's the same reason why I can't go to a strip club, because I know it's not real.
It can be if you got enough money.
Yeah, but that's exactly the point.
In the right strip club.
Yeah.
You know.
I do know.
Ooh, by the way, episode 2 of the pilot that I filmed in January has been greenlit.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to be filming it next couple months. And
is it going to be on TV?
Well, it's going to be like a double pilot, basically. So we're going to pitch both episodes. But I'm a writer on there now, and I've already written a scene. So
pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool, man. So excited about that. I talked to Joey G for a little bit today. Catherine Maloney's writing on it. I'm writing on it. So pretty smart to book a bunch of comedians, because you could also use us as writers.
Yeah, true.
Free labor.
True that.
Yep. With more What the Hell news, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we get back to my page. I got a message sent to me, and I want to leave people hanging. Oh, yeah. I like this new Karen video we got. It's really not that bad. I thought she was going to show her ass a little more, but it's just funny, the situation. So this girl's out in a really skimpy bikini.
Where her
entire ass, like, it's a G-string. You can't even see from behind that she's wearing a bottom. But she is. And she's fine.
Got a good butt.
Yeah, very nice butt. Yep, like it. But she's got, like, the little ring light kit. She's in a public, like, a playground, a park. And she's doing, like, what looks to be, like, a TikTok or an Instagram video. And this mom comes over and starts telling her she needs to put clothes on because her two young sons are watching her make the video. And they're not paying attention to anything but this hot girl. It's pretty funny. She's like, you need to put some clothes on. She's like, yeah, I didn't know it was a rule. She's like, yeah, you're naked. She wasn't naked. She's really not breaking the law.
But she had a naked butt.
Not really.
I mean, there's a string there, but
I think this mom needs to relax. Her sons need to be able to see this stuff. You know, why take away their enjoyment? Now she's being a boner blocker. And that's not good.
Yeah, because she has to do those boys' laundry.
Yeah. All of them socks stuck together.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand. Pretty funny, though. We'll post it up on the Johnny B Show page so you can see it for yourself. I don't remember if there's any cursing in it. I watched it, but I just don't remember. Do you remember? I don't remember.
I didn't watch it. I saw the cover photo was her butt.
I love that you post stuff all the time, and I go, and I'll start talking to you about it, and you'll go, yeah, I didn't read it. And I go, all right, that's fine.
I just saw her butt. And
nah,
I was,
man,
like, this is good enough. I don't want
to. I am not going to bitch, man. You do a great, great job of gathering all this great content. The least I can do is read it. So it's fine. Don't worry about it. National news, Florida went viral again because the police were on a wild chase after a wild animal that got loose in Fort Lauderdale. Nope, not a crackhead, not a stripper, a kangaroo. Yeah, so I'm sure you've already seen it if you have a television or if you have internet. Yeah, but it's really, really funny footage, helicopter footage of cops trying to catch this damn kangaroo that got away from the South Florida Wildlife Center. I don't know how it got out, but it did. And it took so many cops to get this damn kangaroo.
Yeah, they're mean, dude.
I know cops are mean, but they're working on it.
You ever see the guy that fought the kangaroo?
And it kicked his ass all over the place?
No, he punched it right in the face.
Oh, the guy kicked the kangaroo's ass?
The kangaroo was beating up the dog.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then the guy came up and just, like, hooked him right
in
his face.
They box like real people.
Yeah, they do. They stand
really
on
weird.
Their legs and put their dukes up.
Rabbits fight like that, too. You ever seen two rabbits fight?
Yeah.
Was it you and I that was watching the two jackrabbits fight?
I don't know.
Some guy was, like, somewhere in South America, they were filming it, and it was, like, these two big-ass jackrabbits. They're, like, 4 feet tall, they look like. But they got up on their hind legs, and they're just smacking each other in the face with their little front paws.
Yeah.
Nobody's falling down. They're not built
hurts.
For boxing.
I bet you it hurts.
It's so
little
silly.
Tiny little rabbit heads.
Yeah, dumb little rabbits.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.